In this third story of our series about the housing shortage for wild birds, we look at one solution that's readily available, making your yard more bird-friendly. Northwest Public Radio's Courtney Flatt spoke to two North Central Washington bird lovers who have found out it's not just what you do, it's also what you don't do when you're attracting birds into your backyard.
Lee Johnson goes on walks around his sprawling property at least twice a day. His land, just outside Wakanda, is covered by a dense forest. A neighboring wetland also draws in lots of birds.
This place is unique for certain birds that birders find very attractive and hard to find other places. Williamson sapsuckers, pygmy owls, saw-whet owls, great gray owls.
Including some of his favorites.
This is woodpecker owl heaven up here.
And the Williamson sapsucker.
The various vocalizations that they do when they interact are just, they just crack me up. Noises like,
On this fall afternoon, he passes by standing snags and flicker feathers on the ground, an unlucky bird turned to lunch. With all this habitat, he doesn't do much to attract the different birds.
I probably have refrained from doing things to preserve the bird habitat. Like, I don't cut down snags at all.
He says when he thinks about creating good bird habitat for your backyard, it's best to be thoughtful.
Pay attention to what kind of birds they're seeing, and then enhance the stuff that they need and birds of their family. Like, it would not make sense for me to try to create an environment for flamingos here, right?
For Johnson, that means let birds be birds and help them out a little along the way.
One of the most important things is quality habitat for stopovers during migration. Thick bushes and some berries and some seeds for those that might want to grab a bite and rest up before they go off again the next night.
While Johnson's let natural processes attract birds, a few miles down the road, Walter Hensey has done a little landscaping. Every morning, Hensey pours a steaming mug of coffee, grabs his binoculars, and heads out to his porch. It's a stunning view. Mount Topaka rises above the horizon. Freshly cut hay fields blanket the valley below. On this particular morning, robins flock to his backyard.
So there's just tons of robins. It's not a very exotic sighting, but between the fact that we have some ripe grapes and we have the misting bird bath, there's just a whole gang of them out there.
As a busy family doctor with several small children, Hensey wasn't always interested in birds.
A bird pretty much have to land on her head before we thought much about it.
Then he and his wife built this house on the outskirts of Tenasket and started thinking about landscaping.
We planted all this at the same time, partially to create a windbreak, partly to create a habitat fence, essentially.
The birds started flocking to his yard almost immediately. From his yard, he can see three types of hummingbirds at two different feeders, and the favorite hangout is a new mister.
It's just a little pump and a small solar panel the size of, you know, a book.
And sure enough, in a tree right above the mister.
That's a toad. See, right? It's like a sleek robin with a red breast.
They may take different paths to bird home building, but for these two birders, better homes for birds are better bird viewing for people. For Bird Note, I'm Courtney Flatt.
This story is produced by Northwest Public Radio in collaboration with Bird Note. It's part of a series made possible by a grant from the Icicle Fund and individual Bird Note donors.